So you accidentally make a motion in between your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh, which happens all the time if you have kids, because you know your kids, you bring your kids son to Shacharis, and they think, okay, you're not allowed to talk, but at least you can motion to them, you know, kid wants to know, can I go to the bathroom? So you can go, yeah, you can go to the bathroom. Or they think that you could, you know, go like this, or whatever it is to them. Are you allowed to make a motion in between your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh? And if not, do you have to make another bracha? So Shulchan Aruch in Chafei Tes says that it's Asra Wahafsik, you're not allowed to talk B'dibor, with words, Ben Tfilah Shel Yad, with Tfilah Shel Rosh. V'im Hafsik, if you do talk, Ben Mevarech Al Shel Rosh, Al Mitzvah Tfilin. Then according to the Sfaradim, you have to make a bracha of Al Mitzvah Tfilin, which you otherwise wouldn't have made, which we talked about last week. Comes along the Ramban, says for Ashkenazim, Ovedidon Denoagin Mevarech Shtei Brachos, us who normally make two brachos, meaning we make a Shel Yad in general and a Shel Rosh. What do we do if you talk? So you asked me last week. And so the answer is, Afim Moivsik Tzarech Lachzor Levarech Al Shel Rosh Laniach V'gam Al Mitzvah. If you talk in between, you need to make Ashkenazim two brachas on the Shel Rosh. And Asfaradim, you just make a bracha Al Mitzvah Tfilin, which you otherwise wouldn't make on the Shel Rosh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah says. Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is actually because the words of the Pasuk connect the Shel Yad to the Shel Rosh. They're right next to each other, right? Thank you. And so therefore, you have the Shel Yad next to the Shel Rosh. Therefore, it has to be connected in sequence as well, with no talking in between. Very basic. Now, what happens if you actually mess up and you talk? So you need to make this extra bracha. So how do you do that? Mishnah Berurah seems to say, a little bit unclear, he says, V'nachon, if you are going to make a new bracha, or two brachas for Ashkenazim, Shemashmashenu oz b'shel yad, you have to shake up the Shel Yad to move it, and then you say, V'haniach, and then you say, you kind of like, doesn't say anything else, but then I guess you would make the Shel Rosh. So according to Ashkenazim, if you mess up, you shake the Shel Yad, make the Shel Yad again, the bracha again, and then say, or we first make the bracha, right? So it's interesting. First you move the Shel Yad out of the right place, make the bracha, put the Shel Yad in the back in the right place, and then say the Shel Rosh. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, side in the Ber Halacha, it's actually different. You flip it. First you say the Shel Rosh, you then move the Shel Yad, and then say the Shel Yad. Okay, fine, so what the exact order is, it's unclear what the Mishnah Berurah actually comes out with. It sounds like you would do Shel Yad first, then the Shel Rosh. Fine. That's very easy if you talk. Says the Ber Halacha, it's even if you say one word talking. In other words, even if you just say Amen to a bracha, you would have to repeat and do this entire process. All is good in the world of Torah, very simple. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got one or two other points to add on. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, let's say you don't talk at all, but you just are quiet, or you just have a time delay. So in other words, you can't just stop. You have your kavanas before you put on your Shel Rosh, you stop, or you just space out for 30 seconds. You shouldn't do that. If you do space out for 30 seconds, and you then put on the Shel Rosh, do you make a new bracha? Do you have to make a new bracha on the Shel Yad again? Or Sfaradim, would you have to make a bracha on the Shel Rosh? Sounds like for Mishnah Berurah, you would not need to. In other words, talking requires a new bracha. Simply stopping does not require a new bracha. And that seems pretty clear from the Mishnah Berurah. What about if you move to different rooms? I don't know how shayach this is, but maybe in your own house. If you're putting on your Shel Yad, you realize you have your Shel Yad in one place. I don't know, then... I don't know, someone on Sneas walks into this room maybe, and you have to pick up your Shel Yad and you move it to the other room, to the Shel Rosh. I don't know what the case is, not very a practical case, but if you do move to a different room, says the Mishnah Berurah, unclear, look back what I said about Talis, about if you have a tefillin and if you have tzitzis and talis, yeah, and you want to put them both on and you make a bracha with tzitzis, then you make a new bracha with talis, says the Mishnah Berurah, upshot is no new bracha. So it's very easy. You talk between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, you need to make a new bracha. You don't talk, if you just have a delay, you move into a different room, no new bracha. Everything would be good, but I got two more minutes left. So what about our tricky question? You go like this in the middle of your Shalyad Shalrosh. Put your finger up, tell someone 1 second. Or you nod. Or you go shh. Or you go, yeah, you could go to the bathroom if your kid's bothering you to go to the bathroom. Right? New bracha or not new bracha. So this was asked by the Lakute Halachos, Zalilchus Ketanus rather, and he says like this, about 150, 200 years ago. He writes, maybe a little bit earlier, actually 250 years ago. He says, Romez Be'enov, someone makes, you know, blinks or winks with his eyes, Omore Betzbos, of where he points with his finger, Yave Hefsik Ben Tvil Shayad with Shalrosh. Is it a Hefsik or not? He says, this has nothing to do with thinking is like talking. He says, even if you say thinking is not like talking. Soch Ben Tvil V'tila, the Gemara that says you're not allowed to talk between Tvil and Shayad and Shalrosh, Lav Dafka Dibor. Does not, we're not limited to talking. If you think you move your mind off of it, mevarech shtayim. You would have to make two brachas. If you go like this, move your hand off and stop thinking about tefillin, and you point to this or shake your head, you would need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. Mishnah Berurah does not cite that entire halacha. He says, "Va'afilu rameis be'enov v'likrots be'atzosa be'enton shiad be'enton shorosh gamkein yesh lizar l'chachila." So the Mishnah Berurah takes this halacha of the Hilchos Ketanos, and even though it's cited by the Malbim verbatim and other poskim Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishnah Berurah doesn't cite the full thing. He says it only means lechatchila you shouldn't make hand motions, but if you do, no new brachas. So halacha l'maisa, if you point or you do something in the middle of Shalyad Shalrosh, you have not done the right thing, but no new bracha. The last 30 seconds is how does this play out on a day to day basis? What about pulling down your sleeve? You know, it's annoying. I speak especially because shorter arms over here gets bunched up your shirt and your sweater if you're wearing or your jacket, whatever it is, and you put on your shayad before you put on shorosh. Can you just pull down the sleeve? Says the Bia Omer, Bavadia says you cannot do that because lechatchila we said you're not allowed to do any other motion before you put on Michelle Roche. Okay, if you do, then you don't have to make a new bracha. According to the Hilchos Ketanos, you would have to make a new bracha. But Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to make a new bracha. The Avnei Derech says, well, maybe even you're allowed to do a chachila, because why are you pulling it down? Not only is it annoying, your tzil and shayad is really supposed to be covered, according to many. So maybe it's part of the process, says the Avnei Derech. He says, I don't think so. It doesn't really work. It's not really a good heter, because it's only a minig really to cover it. It's not a din, and we'll talk about that another week, maybe. But the point is therefore, he says, if you pull it down, it's still a hefsik. You shouldn't do that. What about the final question? Kissing Michelle Roche. So you put on Michelle Yad, you take out your Michelle Roche, by rote, you kiss it before you put it on. So Bishwa HaKadosh writes, recited in the Islam Sefer Avnei Derech, he says that you should not kiss Michel Roche, because it's hefsik. Comes along Reb Moshe Feinstein, a very cryptic tshuva. Look it up. It's Chel Dalad Simon Yud. Yeah, I'll read you the key line. It's a little bit cryptic, because he's talking more about like wrapping the strings. Then he gets into kissing, and he says, Vim kein neshika, shavadi eino mi mitzvah sanochus tefillin. Kissing is not part of the mitzvah. L'kuy alma efshiru hefsik. It should be a hefsik. And then he just does an about face. He says, ach misvara. So I would imagine, note that appears, she'ain a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. Why? Kevan she'ain bezeh inyan shiui klau. Because it's, I don't know how to translate that. It's not really a long delay. It's not really doing anything, I guess. It's just like, as you put it on, so you kiss it as you, I don't have a good answer. It's anybody who's sheer clout. It's not really a delay. It's not a time delay. It's not really doing anything. You put on the thing, or you kiss it as you go up. It's like, I guess, part of the process. And therefore, emotion says it's fine, which is how the Olam relies upon, myself included. You kiss it, you put it on, and then you rely upon that. Shkoyach.